Previously with Martin Bester.
Alma, what was it like flying to Cape Town? I mean, if someone had to listen back to this conversation 100 years from now, they're like, shame. 2020, hey? The expectations were low.
Yeah.
Really low. But it is a thing. And you've got to go watch the video that Alma made us. There's a paar goedes wat jy sê wat nogal anders was.
Yeah, so I think the main thing is that at the airport, they check your documents about a gajillion times. Literally, as I got out of the car, I wasn't even through the door from the parking lot into the passage that takes you into the building when the first person stopped me. And then two further people stopped me before I was into the building. And then even, you know, the woman at the check-in desk doesn't handle your ID. You have to hold it so that she can see it. She doesn't touch it. And once your boarding pass has been issued to you, no one touches it again. You scan your boarding pass. So when you go through the security check, you have to hold your boarding pass up to that little barcode scanner. There's someone standing there pointing to the barcode scanner saying, hold it there. Yeah. But no one handles any of the things that you've been touching. Which actually, now I'm like, why didn't we just always do it like this? But
absolutely.
And then in the departure area, before you get onto the plane, there are shops that sell food that people were buying from. But I took my own little tea flask, and I was just sipping out of my own personal tea flask because I didn't want to.
And by tea flask, of course, Alma means.
Yeah, it was Friday,
eh? Hip flask.
Yes, it was Friday.
No, there was actually tea and lemon in there, guys. Okay. I still had to drive when I got to Cape Town because I was staying in Paarl because I didn't want to risk staying in a hotel. And then when I got home in Paarl, I headed straight for the shower, washed my hair, washed myself, washed my clothes. Yeah. Because you just feel like you've just been exposed to a few hundred people, which is what happened.
Yeah, you've done something really strange.
Yes.
So if you want to see that video, we'll put it up on our blog for you on jacaranafm.com. Alma flies and she tells us all about it.
Waking up, waking up.
Wake up with Martin Bester on Breakfast.
Every morning.
Every morning.
Every morning.
6 to 9 weekdays.